The pandemic caused seismic shifts in business and government with shutdowns, supply chain issues, and other disruptions. Restaurants pivoted to takeout. Amazon vans showed up in our neighborhoods in greater numbers. Well, some of those things were widely publicized. But KJZZ's Ron Dungan caught up with a group of professionals affected by the pandemic in ways that you may not have heard about.
During the pandemic, a lot of businesses reimagined themselves. Local breweries shifted from kegs to cans. Restaurants focused on to-go orders. But historians were also affected by the pandemic. Much of their work is done in libraries and archives, places where lockdowns didn't get a lot of publicity.
I've always had a passion for history. My dad would take us to ghost towns when we were little.
That's Eric Berg. He's published a number of articles in historical journals over the years. Although Google might want us to believe that all history is just a few clicks away, that's not the case. Historians do use the internet, but they're looking for new material, and you don't necessarily find that online.
I definitely like kind of stories that haven't been told, and, you know, for a lot of that, that means going back to primary sources.
That often means a trip to the archives. An archive is like a museum of historic papers. There are several branches of the National Archives located throughout the country. Arizona has a number of collections as well. These collections might contain millions of documents. It can take days to find just one salient fact.
But when you do find something, particularly something unexpected or something that, like a document that goes into details about the thing you're interested in, I mean, it is literally like feeling like you just found a gold nugget. You know, you shout Eureka and you found this document that maybe no person alive today has ever looked at.
The State Archive is Arizona's repository of tax rolls, newspapers, maps, court records, and other government records. Laura Palma Blanford takes me on a tour.
Okay. So the Polly Rosenbaum Archives and History Building was built in 2007.
Every document goes through a series of steps that begins when boxes are dropped off at a loading dock. Paper can last for centuries if it's stored properly. The documents are checked carefully when they come in.
Water damage, anything that could potentially impact the records that we already have. And so bugs are always big. They love to eat paper. So we always have to make sure.
The archive also has digital files. But changes in software and hardware can make those records hard to access. So although paper takes up space, it can last a long time. Another format that has a long shelf life is microfilm. It can last as long as 500 years if stored properly.
And so it's pretty simple. You scan the microfilm until you find what it is you're looking for. So if I was looking for case 165, I would just scan until I would find it.
Marcus McTima is a doctoral student at the University of Oklahoma. He was starting to do his dissertation on the San Carlos Apache Reservation, where he grew up, when COVID struck. Archives across the country closed.
I had to figure out new ways of actually doing research because a majority of the places that we would normally go to do research were shut down.
He found some material online, but he had to wait until libraries and archives reopened to get the rest. Some are dealing with a backlog. One institution told him they were 2 years behind. In Arizona, the State Archive is reopened on an appointment-only basis. Members of the public also use the archives for genealogy research, to find proof of land ownership or citizenship. Carlos Lopez recalls one woman who came in looking for the birth certificates of her grandparents.
You know, I gave them a roll of microfilm, and lo and behold, that certificate was the very first thing on there. And so she was able to actually prove her citizenship and possibly avoid deportation.
The Arizona History Convention will have its annual gathering in the spring. This year, a lot of researchers submitted papers. It's not clear why that is, but it's possible that they are finally getting caught up. Ron Dungan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.